Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back. Richard, today we're going to start out the week with a little bit of a review of a series of podcasts we did a couple weeks ago on men's mental health.
Right.
And this was it was an article, an older article that we found that from actually the end of last year, end of 2016, but it's really good and fits with that conversation, those conversations that we were having the other week about men's mental health.
Because we have had additional conversations since then. And in fact, I had the opportunity to speak to a class of female college students about some of these issues, what their experiences are.
Right. And I've received some emails from listeners about some of these issues as well. So it's really interesting. But the name of this article is How to Save Guys from Their Own Demise.
Right.
And it was written by Ronald Reggio.
Reggio.
And it's from Psychology Today. And so the article link will be in the show notes. But he talks here a little bit about, again, sort of summarizing some of the things that we talked about during our week on men's mental health, you know, as it relates to, you know, that fewer men are seeking college degrees, that, you know, there seems to be a decline in men's ambition and some of those kinds of things. And he offers a little bit of advice for guys.
Right. And he begins with that same compliment that we have done a very good job raising girls' ambitions and opportunities as a culture. And he said that deserves mentioning, that we've raised the possibilities, the options for girls. Title IX, of course, back in the 70s. But with each decade, the opportunities for girls have risen. And with it, the ambition of girls has risen, but we've ignored boys because we thought it would be okay. I think as a culture, we probably thought it would be okay because boys have had this advantage for so long.
Right.
But in ignoring them, are they now falling behind? Because in fact, girls are surpassing boys. That's not a bad thing, but both should be improving.
Yeah, and I received some, as I mentioned, I received a few emails from listeners and those who, some folks who read our article, our column in the in the paper every week, and because we wrote about some of this as well, and some interesting comments that I was reading just kind of gives you a different frame of reference, because just for example, you know, despite some of these facts, some of the facts that females are doing better in a lot of areas than men, they are, you know, increasing ambition. They're enrolling more frequently in college and graduating more frequently and all of those things.
Right.
It's fascinating that we continue to live in such a male-dominated culture.
Right.
And the big concern, and again, not that we're going to get into politics or anything like that, but the concern with the way in which a lot of people big in the media, whether it's politicians or athletes or people that are typically seen as role models, that these individuals are somewhat misogynistic. They, the athletes, for example, who are seen as, you know, role models that are, you know, the idealized guy, and then they get arrested for domestic violence and some of those kinds of things. What is that teaching our boys? And so it's a fascinating dichotomy that though we know that girls are becoming much more empowered, much more, many more opportunities are becoming available to them, we're still living in a culture that is male-dominated in such a way that, you know, boys are getting the message that this is what it means to be masculine.
Right. Not only are we not we may be ignoring boys and leaving them behind. At the same time, the message that boys seem to be getting mm-hmm. is that to be a male superstar today, right. you have to, for example, if you're playing football, right. what do boys see? Well, you get into the end zone and you spike the ball and you do a victory right. dance and high fives, and you and it's the same in many sports. Mm-hmm. You know that's what they're seeing. Certainly, we're seeing it in the entertainment industry. I'm thinking particularly of rap music or right. some of the other music genres where to be a superstar mm-hmm. Is to be this kind of a person.
Right.
And that's what boys are seeing
right.
Today. So it's not just that we've ignored them or left them behind, mm-hmm. but we're also giving them role models that I'm not sure they want to emulate.
Absolutely. And I think that one of the big concerns, of course, and they mentioned in this article, is that because of some of these issues, because of the messages that the boys are receiving, mm-hmm. because of the way in which the system is structured right now, right. you know, boys are spending much more time online and engaged in virtual.
Right.
And not to suggest that girls don't do some of those things. We certainly don't mean that. But boys are doing it at a higher rate. And in this virtual world that, you know, video games and some of those kinds of things, they're just spending much more time there, while still maintaining the assumption and the expectation that they can do all of these other things as well.
That's right, that they're going to have all the same advantages. But boys are spending more time online. Boys mm-hmm. spend more time on, and I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. I know they play more video games. Mm-hmm. But in general, boys spend more time online than girls.
Yeah.
And that, I think, in and of itself is a problem, because boys are separating them. While girls are out achieving in school mm-hmm. and on the athletic fields, many more boys have right. dropped out. And it's becoming it's a problem that we're becoming increasingly aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it's a problem,
right.
but it's a problem we're becoming increasingly aware of.
Yeah.
The boys are being left behind. They're not only being left behind, they are developing attitudes that are not serving them well.
Right.
And that's the other part of this that bothers me. We didn't talk as much about that in our own podcast mm-hmm. last week, but this article reminded me that mm-hmm. boys are developing attitudes that are not serving them well.
Right.
And that's a concern.
Right. So some of the remedies that are offered here mm-hmm. is certainly the first one is that you know, parents and the kids themselves need to mm-hmm. learn how to better regulate their time. You know, they're doing a lot of time online, as we were talking right. about, and so they need to, you know, spend less time online, more time engaging with other people,
right.
More time doing those things that can potentially help them achieve some of these goals that they have. But
that's right. Yeah, he refers to them as time wasting online activities.
Right.
And parents need to begin limiting their boys. Not that girls aren't doing it, but it seems to be a bigger problem for boys. And parents need to start limiting their boys' time-wasting right. online activities.
Right.
I've always said, you know, what does a video game do for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when my son was a young teenager and was beginning to get involved in video games, and I said, what does it do for you? You know, mm-hmm. It's not that it should be entertaining. It should be fun, you know, mm-hmm. and that's all okay. But if you're doing that for 4 or 5 hours a day,
right.
what skill are you developing?
Mm-hmm.
And you aren't.
Right.
You know, you're not developing.
Yeah.
If you were outside playing, you'd be getting stronger. If you were doing homework, you'd be getting, your academic achievement would improve.
Mm-hmm.
But what is a video game doing for you? And
right.
if you're spending that much time on it, what are you giving up and
right.
what aren't you developing?
Right.
So the first one is...
better regulating at that
regulating
time.
Regulating that time.
Time mm-hmm. Wasting time.
Right.
The second thing is mentoring programs. And I think that's a really good idea
right.
and really important, because it is something that we touched on a little bit. And that is that we need to do a better job of mentoring boys
right.
as it relates to what it means to be a man, what it means to have healthy relationships with other people,
mm-hmm.
how to better interact with other people. And we need to have more. So we need to have more of those mentoring programs.
I think when I looked at the mentoring one, I thought of role models immediately. But I also thought, we don't talk much about what your responsibilities are going to be when you're
right.
an adult. You know, let's have fun. Let's go to school. Let's have parties. Let's have a big salary. Get a good job.
Right.
But we don't talk much about, you know, guys, you're going to get married. You're going mm-hmm. to have a partner.
Right.
You have some responsibility mm-hmm. to that partner. You're going to have children. You're going to have pets. You're going to have, you know, you're going to be building your life. And with that comes responsibilities. And I don't know that men are, young boys and young men are getting that message.
Right.
We did when we were growing up. Mm-hmm. We said, you know, you have this responsibility.
Right.
I don't know that boys and young men are getting that message.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. As you were saying that, it made me think that, you know, there's that group of people who feel like the 40s and 50s were the idealized golden mm-hmm, mm-hmm. years. And one of the things that happened then, and, you know, maybe this is an argument for that, is that boys grew up with the expectation that you were going to grow up to be the breadwinner of the family.
Right.
So the expectation was that you were going to go out and work and that you had these...
And you were going to take care of other people.
Right. And we're moving away from that.
I think we are.
And mm-hmm. and it's... Maybe it's just a consequence of this, the entire shift... Right. Away from, you know, I'm certainly not one to believe that the 50s were the idealized golden years, but maybe that's just one of the casualties of mm-hmm. of moving away from that mentality of being so male dominated, but at the same time we're just not teaching that expectation mm-hmm. and that responsibility and that. So.
Right. You rarely hear if you're you have a responsibility to your students. If you're a teacher, you have responsibility to your patients. If you're a physician, you have responsibility to your children. If you're a parent, you don't hear those messages as much.
Right.
At least I don't. And I'm not sure that boys and young men are hearing those messages at all.
Right.
The idea of participating on a team.
Right.
You know, that you do this for your team. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That also is being lost for two reasons. Many children don't play team sports
right.
because it's become such an elite activity mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. But the other thing is we have this cult of the individual,
right.
you know, the individual super. I want to be the superstar.
Right.
I want to be the... So I don't know. I worry that boys and young men are not getting these messages anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, and all of that leads to the third remedy that
yeah.
he has here, which is to increase social and interpersonal skills.
Right.
That we're really losing that. And we're going to talk a little bit more about social media's role with that mm-hmm. in our next podcast. Mm-hmm. But it is something, again, that is mentioned here as an important aspect of fixing mm-hmm. some of these issues.
That's what my female students mainly talked about. When I discussed this with them last week, what they mainly talked about was how they're treated by boys
mm-hmm.
and what the assumption is
mm-hmm.
that boys have about girls.
Mm-hmm.
And they also talked about boys' restricted emotional development. And they said, mm-hmm. no matter what happens, it seems like they're always angry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they might, whether they've ended a relationship or they've done poorly in school, or no matter what the problem is, they end up expressing it as anger.
Mm-hmm.
And they said their wish was that boys would express the emotion that they're really feeling
mm-hmm.
or talk to them about
right.
the emotion they're really feeling. And they're not doing that. They said everything comes out as aggression and anger.
Right. And certainly that's social and interpersonal skills, but
right.
that's also going to come from the mentoring.
Right.
You know, so if somebody
mm-hmm.
models for them, how
right.
do you express some of these emotions mm-hmm. in a healthy way?
And then, not that you have to cry if you're a man,
sure.
but you have to be able to express this. You have to know that you have a range of emotions
mm-hmm.
and you need to find ways to express all of them
right.
with the people you're interacting with.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we need to teach, you know, you almost think you have to teach, you and I discussed this the other day, should we start teaching pro-social skills to boys and young men?
Mm-hmm.
I can imagine an auditorium of 50 boys or young men, and
mm-hmm.
or maybe schools have to start doing this. I don't know. I don't
yeah.
know. But I think boys are getting one message from media,
mm-hmm.
And they're not getting any antidote for that.
Right. Yeah. So just a few things to think about. Again, it's a relatively short article, but
mm-hmm.
do encourage you to check it out and read a little bit more about some of these remedies, because
right.
It could make a big difference.
If you're raising boys or you're living with boys,
we're sorry.
We apologize. We apologize because we are boys. But yeah, take a look at this one and let us know what your experiences have been with this. We'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. So, all right. So that's it for today.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. So until next time, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.